Landmines are the soldiers that never leave, even when the wars they were deployed to fight are long over. Sometimes they explode generations after they were planted. For Jody Williams, banning landmines has been a personal crusade. The group she founded, the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1997. More than 160 nations have signed the treaty that would ban the production, use, and sale of anti-personnel landmines and destroy stockpiles. But the U.S. is an outlier. It's never signed the treaty. Last week, the Obama administration announced that the U.S. intends to at some point, and it's banning all future production of landmines. Jody Williams says, okay.
It's a good move, except they hadn't been producing them since 1997.
But isn't that in effect a sort of baby step? In all other ways, that they're really kind of living by the treaty. Why not sign it?
That is a question that we have asked forever. You know, a lot of us believe that it really is the Department of Defense being irritated by the fact that civil society, the mine ban movement, and small and medium-sized powers banned a weapon without the U.S. And they've never liked that.
What about more modern landmines that can automatically deactivate after a certain length of time? Are they included in the landmines ban?
Yes, they are. Much to the chagrin of the United States. I mean, that's part of the reason why the U.S. walked out of the treaty negotiations in Oslo in September of 1997. The rest of the world said, no, we don't accept a technological solution. We don't believe there are technological solutions.
Who are the other outliers? What other major countries haven't signed the treaty?
The ones you would expect: Russia, China, India, Pakistan. The stigmatization of the weapon has had a significant impact. And for the first time, China revealed that their stockpile is less than 5 million landmines. That's a huge, significant change in China.
If the U.S. is abiding by the treaty in every other way, why is the U.S. signature to the treaty so important?
In particular, I think because of Mr. Obama's coming into office with, you know, his exclamations of a new multilateralism for the United States, and of course, all of his talk about taking on nuclear weapons, the fact that they won't even sign a treaty that they've been obeying for two decades indicates to other governments that that multilateralism stuff bears no weight in the administration. You can't have it both ways. It's a slap in the face to the rest of the world.
You've been on this issue for many years. Looking back, are you further ahead on it? Do you feel like the world is further ahead on landmines than you imagined even in 1997?
Yes. The world has changed on the ground. Less new landmine victims, 47 million mines in stockpiles of states' parties destroyed that'll never go on the ground. Oman is ready to join, bringing the number up to 162 nations. It's massive. The success of the mine ban treaty is important beyond itself. It demonstrates that these models really work, that it's about more than the beautiful language of a treaty. It's about the stick-to-itiveness of a movement to make sure the job is done.
Jody Williams received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1997, along with the group she founded, International Campaign to Ban Landmines. Jody Williams, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.